Good morning. I want to take this moment to remind everybody, since I frequently forget, that we do have children's church starting. So if you're visiting with us, especially if you're visiting us, you can have your children head to the back where they can head to children's church with Allison. And if you're visiting with us, we're honored that you chose to worship with us today, and you are our honored guests, and we welcome you back at any time. I've shared that each time I prepare to present the message, I've learned new insight. This lesson is no different. Now, I've got a reputation, well-earned, mind you, that I tend to go a little long. I assure you that I've done everything that I can to assure that's not going to happen. So you've got that to be thankful for to get started today. This lesson started out as a lighthearted look at giving thanks. Then events caused me to reevaluate that approach to the topic. More on that later. Does anyone have an older camera? I can think of at least one person in the room that I feel sure does. You know, older cameras, there was a time you had to focus them yourself. They didn't autofocus. So if you've got one of those and you've used them, you no doubt are familiar with what happens. You get a fuzzy or blurred picture. Now, when you look at it, your mind knows what that picture is supposed to look like. But then when you look back at it, you go, so what was that? That's a little fuzzy, that's a little blurred. So your mind is able to recall what it was supposed to look like, but not everything is in clear focus. Our lives can be that way sometimes. Does anyone not know that Thanksgiving was this week? The Thanksgiving holiday has many traditions surrounding it. The most common I can think of revolves around food, generally involving a turkey, and too much other food is what immediately comes to my mind, in case you couldn't tell. I thought of two obvious questions. First, should we be thankful? I can answer that, and I hope everybody agrees. The answer is yes. Now, there's big stuff that easily comes to mind that should make us thankful. God, food, and for many of us, families immediately come to mind. As humans, though, sometimes we lose track of the things that we don't immediately see that we could be thankful for. Now, I'll give you a couple of examples. I'm sure for every example I come up with, there's probably 50 more out there. But we don't see the air that we breathe. Yet, without that air that God provides with its proper mix of oxygen and other gases, our lives would cease to exist. The seasons. Now, I know not everybody is looking forward to winter and it's cold. And by the way, I did not look at the weather forecast when I wrote that line. It just happened to work out that way for me. But without the seasons that God provides, the renewal that comes every spring would be gone, and our lives might equally cease to exist. So the second question then is, are we thankful? Do our prayers reflect thanks to God for the big and little stuff? Or are we overly focused on asking for what we want? Now, absolutely, do not misunderstand me. I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't ask for the things that we want, the things that are on our minds. God absolutely wants to hear what's on our minds and hear what we want. But God also wants to have our thanks. He wants to know that we're just not thinking that he's the genie in the lamp to keep asking for things. So I did a quick look through my NIV Bible. Thank goodness I didn't have to use the Strong's Concordance, that I was able to do it electronically. But I found thanks in its various forms showed up in the NIV Old Testament 61 times. In the New Testament, it showed up 79 times. So I conclude that giving thanks in our prayers is an expected response to God. Now, many of you know that I like kids, and I like to find out what kids are thinking, because I think it can kind of guide us a little bit. Now, I know some of you might give that a smile, that I find children can be insightful. Maybe this is part of what led to Matthew 19:13-14, where we read, "Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.'" So there's things that we can learn from kids. Children have a simple way of seeing the world that sometimes defies our adult logic. I'm not suggesting we see everything as the way a child sees the world. However, we can learn something from their view of the world. Children see wonders in nature. Have you ever watched a child pick a dandelion and blow all the seeds off the dandelion and watch them go flying through the air? I assure you, children see that as a wonder, and it's a wonder that God created. Their interest in trees, sometimes bugs, that one I don't understand. Sun and stars is enormous. They see God present in all of these places. So a couple of weeks ago, in my quest to see what children thought about the Thanksgiving holiday, I went to the start of children's church one Sunday morning, and I asked the children three questions. First, I said, "There's a big holiday coming. Do you know what it is?" The answers provided a sense of their thought process. The answer started with Christmas. This is a forward-looking child. Another said, "My birthday." This is a self-aware child. Then Thanksgiving. Ding, ding, ding. I was sure I would get the answer that I was looking for. It was just a matter of how long it would take. My second question to them was, "What are you thankful for?" Most of the answers were fairly predictable. Friends, mom, dad, cat. I'm not sure why a cat versus a dog, but grandma, grandpa, brothers, sisters, pets. Maybe that's where the dog went. A couple caught my attention, though. One said, being born. Ah, here's a child that is seeing the bigger picture of where they fit in. Another was sandwiches. Here's a child after my own heart. My third question was, who are you thankful to? Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, God. They pretty much covered all of the leader figures that children would encounter in their normal lives. I suggest the children got it. Be thankful for everything we have, and be thankful to everyone, including God. We as adults could use seeing more of the world through some of this lens. Now, I want to insert just a little story here because I think it illustrates how God works sometimes. So I had asked to hijack a few minutes at the beginning of that children's church session. At the time, Allison had no idea what the three questions were I was going to ask. I just said I had three questions that I wanted to ask the kids. As it turns out, thanks was the topic for that children's church session. And the craft that they did during that session tied absolutely perfectly to those three questions. Was God at work? I think so. Do we give thanks for that? Absolutely. Now, in my lighthearted approach to this lesson, I said, my job here is done. Have a great day. That changed a few weeks ago. And I decided to take a different approach to this lesson. But I thought sharing what the children had to say and what they thought was still just as important. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18, we read, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, maybe I'm the only one who's read this verse and maybe concluded this verse is impossible. If that's the case, please bear with me while I speak to myself for a little while. Giving thanks in all circumstances can be, no, not can. It is tough sometimes. Now let's take a look at why I think that's tough. During some of my toughest times in my life, I kept asking a question to God, what do you want me to learn from this? Because I was sure that God was trying to teach me something. Let me assure you, he was trying to teach me something, but I missed the lesson. So let me go through a couple of those. My father passed away without warning when I was 37. I concluded God wanted me to learn to deal with loss, so maybe I could help someone in the future. I certainly hope I've helped somebody. Through Shirley having cancer 3 times, I concluded God wanted me to learn to deal with adversity. I hope I've helped somebody deal with adversity. However, now I understand that While I might have learned something, I missed out on the biggest lessons that God was trying to teach me through those things. Now, don't misunderstand. Again, I don't want to minimize learning opportunities. They're important. I couldn't thank God for those circumstances, but I'm not sure that that's what he was looking for, and that's how I misunderstood. Recently, another really tough time arose. As many of you know, that on October 29th, my younger brother passed away essentially without warning. My first response to God was to say, I already learned to deal with loss. And I had to ask myself, how am I thankful for losing my brother? This simply doesn't make sense. I was right. It didn't make sense. I was missing the lesson I was being taught. So I was working to prepare. Matter of fact, I knew I was doing this lesson for probably 2 months now. So I knew that I was going to be presenting this. And as I was working to prepare this lesson, I was also called upon to deliver the eulogy for my brother's celebration of life last weekend. I started gathering sound bites to use from my mother, my brother's wife, friends, and myself. And when I started to learn that, and when I started to look back at that, was when the lessons started to come into focus. For example, I learned I had an annoying little brother who sometimes was still annoying even as an adult. I learned his patience was enormous. I don't remember him ever telling me I did it wrong, but he did tell me ways I could make it better. I learned he did not suffer and passed quietly at home where he lived much of his childhood and adult life. I learned passing in a hospital or care facility would have been pure torture for him. I recalled what he taught me. I learned that he unselfishly taught others and helped them to improve. Now you're probably wondering, Scott, why are you sharing all of this? Well, what I want to do is I want to let you know what I learned from this circumstance. I began to refocus and focused on what Steve did rather than focusing on my loss. I began to focus on the good times rather than my loss. Much of our response to life and to God is a result of our attitudes, our perspectives, and our focus. We have not been told nor implied we should be thankful for losing a brother or a sister or mother or father or another family member or friend. We've not been told nor implied we should be thankful for any adversity. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it does not say, give thanks for all circumstances. Despite, that is what my mind kept hearing. Rather, it says, give thanks in all circumstances. I think what we need to learn from this simple verse is circumstances will happen. That's a fact of life. Keep giving thanks in all circumstances. Do not allow circumstances to stop you from being thankful. God understands in adversity we may become distracted. We may forget to be thankful. But we need to bring our focus back to God. With this newfound understanding of 1 Thessalonians 5, I learned I could give thanks and get through the recent Thanksgiving holiday with a new focus. So you're going to remember that I started out, one of my first topics was focus. So now what I want to do is talk some more about that. I think too often we focus through the wrong lens. Our human nature causes us to focus on ourselves when our focus could be different. Please do not misunderstand. Some focus needs to be on ourselves. If we ignore our well-being, other undesirable circumstances will likely arise. Through circumstances, I've found that focus can be different. Allow me to suggest. Rather than focusing on loss, focus on what we've received. Rather than focusing on the downside, focus on the upside. Rather than focusing on the adversity, focus on getting past the adversity, the great memories, and the good times to come. When our glasses are dirty, we clean them. When the camera lens gets dirty, we clean it. When the mirror gets dirty, we clean it. When we don't see clearly, we need to take some action. We need to refocus. This idea got, and I didn't understand, again, I didn't understand it at the time, but now I can look back and say, I think I'm maybe understanding a little bit more. We recently had taken a vacation to a very warm and humid climate. Now, many of you know that that extremely warm and extremely humid is not what I like to do. I like my air conditioning. However, every time I took my camera out of the air-conditioned stateroom, the lens fogged up. I learned to be prepared. I learned if I didn't prepare, the camera couldn't focus. If we don't prepare, we can't focus. We need to prepare to focus during adversity or loss. We need to focus through God's lens. I've learned to guard my focus on God and others and upsides during circumstances. So when I talked to the children, they had a keen focus. They could see why they were thankful. They could see what they were thankful for. And they could see who they were thankful to. I learned that through this, in my father's passing, while, you know, I don't want to sell it short, it was a sad time. However, my focus should have been on the wonderful times we shared, not focused on the loss. With Shirley's illnesses, I should have focused on what we still had and the wonderful future we continued to build. In our lives, we should not focus on what we lost. We should focus on what we have, what we will have, and what the future holds with God in the picture. Satan wants us to focus on loss. He does not want us to focus on a bright future. Why? Satan knows if we dwell in what we've lost, if we dwell in what we don't have, our focus is not on God. Then Satan gets a chance to win if our focus isn't on God. Satan knows how the story ends. Don't let him have any victories, no matter how small. Focus on Jesus. Focus on God. If you need to focus differently or renew your focus, if you need the prayers of the church, you can use this time to come forward. Allow us to put our arms around you and support you in a renewed focus as we stand and sing.